This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China should not hold talks on important global matters such as the climate crisis hostage after Beijing cut off contacts with Washington in retaliation for U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this week. Blinken also said in a news conference Saturday in Manila, the U.S. aims to de-escalate tensions, which have flared after China launched war drills just off Taiwan and took other retaliatory steps.
The differences between Taiwan and the mainland need to be resolved peacefully. And what we've seen China do over the last few years is move away from a peaceful resolution of differences to doing so coercively and potentially forcefully.
Pelosi's trip to the self-governed island outraged China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary. Blinken says China's shutting down cooperation on climate change, quote, doesn't punish the United States, it punishes the world. Parts of Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant were seriously damaged by military strikes that forced one of its reactors to shut down, the plant's operator said Saturday. The Friday strikes on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in South Ukraine, Europe's largest atomic power complex, quote, seriously damaged a station containing nitrogen and oxygen and an auxiliary building, the operator said on Telegram. Kiev and Moscow blame each other for the attacks. Russian troops have occupied the Zaporizhzhia plant since the early days of the invasion. This is VOA News. A 12-year-old boy at the heart of a British court battle over life support has died today after the hospital ended life-sustaining treatment against his family's wishes, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Archie Battersby's heartbroken mother, Holly Dance, made the announcement through tears.
Such a beautiful little boy, and he fought right until the very end. And I'm so proud to be his mum.
British courts would not let her move Archie to hospice care. Doctors argued he had no hope of recovery. Relative Ella Carter.
No family should ever have to go through what we've been through. It's barbaric.
Archie was found unconscious April 7th. His mom believes he was participating in the blackout challenge trending online. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli aircraft struck in Gaza and Palestinians fired rockets deep into Israel on Saturday, a day after an Israeli operation against the Islamic Jihad militant group set off a cross-border flare-up that ended more than a year of relative calm. Islamic Jihad fired rocket salvos as far as Israel's commercial hub Tel Aviv after Israel killed one of its group's senior commanders in a surprise daytime airstrike on a Gaza City tower on Friday. Israel struck more Islamic Jihad militants and weapon depots hidden in residential areas on Saturday, the military said. The Israeli strikes have killed 15 Palestinians, including at least four other Islamic Jihad militants and three civilians, among them a child, the Palestinian Health Ministry said. It added scores more had been wounded. Palestinian militants fired at least 200 rockets at Israel. Most of them intercepted, setting off air raid sirens and sending people running to bomb shelters. There were no reports of serious casualties, the Israeli ambulance service said. U.S. President Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 after testing positive with a breakthrough case for days, the White House physician said on Saturday. The Democratic president, quote, in an abundance of caution, will remain in isolation until he tests negative on a second test, Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a memo released by the White House. Recapping our top story, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China should not hold talks on important global matters such as the climate crisis hostage after Beijing cut off contacts with Washington in retaliation for U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this week. Blinken also said Saturday the U.S. aims to de-escalate tensions. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.